Hello, tech enthusiasts. Welcome back to another exciting episode where we delve into the latest innovations and strategic shifts in the tech world. Today, we're starting with an intriguing development in the legal sector. Sequoia-backed Crosby has launched a new kind of AI-powered law firm. Let's hear more about this from our tech expert.
Crosby is making waves by not just developing AI software for lawyers, but by operating as a law firm itself. Backed by a $5.8 million seed round from Sequoia, Crosby aims to revolutionize how legal services are delivered by using AI to drastically cut down the time needed for contract reviews, promising to do so in under an hour.
That's fascinating. How exactly is Crosby planning to achieve such efficiency, and what impact could this have on traditional law firms?
Crosby employs AI software developed in-house, which works alongside human lawyers to speed up the contract review process. According to CTO John Sarahan, the goal is to reduce this time even further, potentially to just minutes. This could significantly disrupt traditional legal practices by offering faster, more accessible services, particularly benefiting startups.
This reminds me of how AI is reshaping various industries. Speaking of which, let's shift gears to the defense sector. Mach Industries has confirmed a $100 million raise led by Kosla Ventures and Bedrock. Tell us more about this, please.
Mach Industries, a defense tech startup, has indeed secured a $100 million funding round, bringing its valuation to $470 million. This round, led by Kosla Ventures and Bedrock, signifies a modest valuation increase from its previous $335 million. The funds will be used to advance their defense solutions, which are gaining traction in the industry.
With such investment, what advancements can we expect from Mach Industries, and how does this reflect on the defense tech landscape?
Mach Industries is focusing on innovative defense solutions, likely leveraging AI and advanced technologies. This investment underscores the growing interest and need for cutting-edge defense technologies, reflecting a broader trend towards modernization in military applications.
From defense to health, let's discuss Sword Health, which has raised $40 million at a $4 billion valuation. What's driving this growth, and what's next for them?
Sword Health is focusing on expanding its AI-powered digital health services, which now include pelvic and mental health offerings. Despite being cash flow positive, CEO Virgilio Bento chose to raise funds to update the company's valuation and prepare for strategic acquisitions, delaying their IPO plans to 2028.
Interesting strategy. Now let's turn our attention to the social media realm with Own, a new app aiming to tokenize the creator economy. What's unique about this platform?
Developed by Amir Kaltak and Katya Zaitsev, Own uses blockchain technology to allow content creators to earn revenue through tokenization without needing a large follower base. This could democratize content monetization, offering creators more control and earning potential.
Tokenization in social media is quite the innovation. Now, let's look at Ramp, whose valuation soared to $16 billion in just 3 months. How did they achieve this rapid growth?
Ramp's growth is driven by a $200 million Series E round led by Founders Fund. The fintech's focus on spend management solutions has seen incredible revenue growth, reflecting the increasing demand for efficient financial tools in the market.
From fintech to autonomous vehicles, Applied Intuition has raised $600 million to push further into defense. What's their strategy here?
Applied Intuition plans to leverage this funding to enhance its autonomous vehicle solutions, including simulation software. With a valuation now at $15 billion, they're poised to become a key player in both commercial and defense sectors.
Now let's talk about TechCrunch Allstage, an event offering insights and connections for startups. What's the buzz around this event?
TechCrunch Allstage is a must-attend for startups and investors, offering a platform for networking and growth strategies. With a limited-time discount, it's an opportunity to gain valuable insights and connections that can drive business success.
From events to cybersecurity, a pro-Israel hacktivist group has claimed responsibility for hacking an Iranian bank. What are the implications of this incident?
The hacktivist group Predatory Sparrow targeted Iran's bank SEPA, claiming to disrupt operations related to international sanctions. This highlights the role of hacktivism in geopolitical conflicts, raising questions about cybersecurity and international relations.
In transportation news, Waymo is expanding its robo-taxi services in California. What does this mean for the future of autonomous vehicles?
Waymo's expansion by 80 square miles in key Californian cities marks a significant step in autonomous transportation. Despite recent challenges, this move reflects growing acceptance and demand for self-driving technology.
In social media, Threads is enhancing its Fediverse integrations. Can you explain these new features?
Threads now allows users to view and search for posts from federated apps like Mastodon, enhancing connectivity in the social web. This move aims to create a more interconnected and open social media environment.
Switching gears to industry challenges, let's discuss the tech layoffs in 2025. What's the current landscape?
The tech industry has seen over 22,000 layoffs this year, reflecting ongoing challenges as companies adapt to AI and automation. This trend underscores the human impact of technological advancements.
In the automotive sector, EVs are dominating the American-made cars index. What's driving this trend beyond Tesla?
EVs like the Kia EV6 and Volkswagen ID4 are joining Tesla in leading the American-made index. This shift highlights the growing focus on sustainability and domestic manufacturing in the automotive industry.
In observability, CoreLogix has become a unicorn and is expanding into India. What are their plans?
CoreLogix's $115 million funding round will support its expansion into India and the development of its AI agent. This reflects the increasing importance of data observability in leveraging AI across industries.
Lastly, let's look at Intel's significant layoffs. What's behind this decision?
Intel plans to lay off up to 20% of its foundry workforce as part of a restructuring effort. This move is aimed at refocusing on core business units and adapting to a competitive semiconductor market.
Finally, Meta is reportedly collaborating with Prada on AI smart glasses. What does this partnership signify?
Meta's collaboration with Prada highlights the merging of fashion and technology. This partnership aims to expand Meta's AI smart glasses technology into the luxury fashion market, reflecting a trend towards integrating AI into consumer products.
And that wraps up today's episode. We've explored a diverse range of topics, from AI innovations and strategic funding moves to industry challenges and exciting collaborations. Stay tuned for more insights next time on Tech Pulse. Until then, keep innovating.